2FM Mornings
with Laura Fox
Podcast.
Sponsored by Maxall. From kids' lunches to tonight's dinner, you'll find bags more to get you through the week at Maxall.
It is Laura here with you until 12 o'clock today, and it is time to talk book talk now because our favourite book nerd and champion reader, Jenny Claffey, is on the line now to give us a quick look at what is making news there. And she has got a couple of recommendations as well. Jenny, how are you getting on?
Hi, Laura. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Your book talks come up for me all the time, and I know that you're an avid reader, so this is definitely right up your street right now.
Absolutely. I can't wait to fill everyone in on what has book talk buzzing.
Yeah.
The first most anticipated book of the month, I would say, has been Sunrise on the Reaping by Suzanne Collins. So this is the latest installment in the Hunger Games series, and it's the second prequel in the series. So people are abuzz about this, Laura.
Yeah, no, I'm a massive Hunger Games fan. So
really? Yeah,
so the thoughts of this is really, really exciting me. To anyone else is a Hunger Games fan as well, can you explain as well, like, who this is following, what's happening in it?
Exactly. So this takes place 24 years before the events of the first book, and it actually tells the story of Hamish Abernathy's experience in the Hunger Games. And as a reminder, if you've only seen the films, this is played by Woody Harrelson in the books. He's Katniss Everdeen's mentor, and he's famously one of the only other winners from District 12. So lots of people have been burning through this book. Apparently it's a total page turner, and apparently for any big fans, this is tying up loads of loose ends that was seen in the last movie. So if you were a Hunger Games fan, I think you got to read this and the other prequel that came out in 2020.
I'm heading on my holidays next week, so I'm definitely picking this up straight away.
Like, brilliant one for holidays.
Yeah, absolutely as well, because The Hunger Games as well, like, you know, it obviously kind of grabbed, you know, a big chunk of people, the movies and the books. But yeah, going back into the prequels is brilliant because Haymitch, like you said there, it has to tie up so many loose ends.
Definitely.
Moving on to something a little bit different, there's something to do with Margot Robbie that's causing a bit of a stir over on Book Talk. What's going on?
So if anyone is in Book Talk, you know, it is surprisingly quite a controversial section of the internet. And paparazzi pictures have basically been released this week from Emerald Fennell's upcoming adaptation of Wuthering Heights by Emily Bronte. And book talkers are quite worried about this.
Okay.
Because apparently the dress that Margot Robbie is wearing is not period accurate. And look, let me tell you something. If there's one thing book talkers take very seriously and will get very offended by, it is an inaccurate film adaptation.
Oh, right? God.
So the other side of this, though, is now there's all the sorts of conspiracies swirling. They're saying maybe this isn't going to be a period accurate adaptation, and maybe Emerald Fennell is actually taking artistic license. She famously directed Saltburn.
Okay.
So we know she's not afraid to play outside the box, cause some controversy. So who knows? We might be seeing a modern retelling of Wuthering Heights next year. Either way, I can't wait to see it personally. Margot Robbie, Jacob Elordi, I think it'll be amazing.
Yeah, it sounds class, but also wouldn't it be so gas if she was just in her normal clothes? She's not correct. People are kicking off. Oh, brings me so much joy. Closer to home, Jenny, are there any Irish books that are getting noticed on Book Talk at the minute?
Yeah, so two big Irish releases this month that I'm very, very excited by. Twist by Colm McCann. Colm McCann's an amazing Irish author. He's an incredible story writer, storyteller. His latest book is following an Irish journalist on a journey aboard a cable repair ship off the coast of West Africa. And on board, he's investigating these undersea fiber optic cables that carry the world's information. Colm McCann, as I said, incredible storyteller, can make drawing paint interesting. Trust me on this. He's amazing. Like, he's such a great storyteller. And then for any history lovers, Irish history lovers particularly, a new book by author Padraic X. Scanlan. It's called Rot, an Imperial History of the Irish Famine. Apparently this is one of the best deep dives on the Irish famine to date, and the Wall Street Journal has already dubbed it as possibly the best history book of the year.
Jesus.
I know. Any non-fiction fans, I think, get your hands on this one. It sounds like it'll be meaty, but an incredible deep dive.
Yeah, I feel like, sorry, if it's even grabbing the attention of the Wall Street Journal, you know what I mean? It has to be so well done that, like, there's a deep understanding, because obviously we know the history, but the rest of the world really doesn't.
Yes, and I think it's going to be a really monumental kind of piece of work for Irish history. And it's only out a couple of weeks. It's already a bestseller, so definitely one to read if you're into that kind of thing.
Jenny, thank you so much for joining us this morning. I'm already going on to order The Hunger Games for my holidays. Love this for me. It's fantastic.
Brilliant.
If anybody wants to catch you over on TikTok for your version of Book Talk, where can they get you? What's your handle?
On TikTok, I am Red Room Pod, and on Instagram, I'm Jenny.Claffey, and I put all my book reviews over there.
Okay, fantastic. And obviously, Red Room is the name of your podcast as well. People can check that out too, because you deep dive on the most interesting things. Jenny, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We'll chat to you later.
Thanks so much, Laura. See you now.
2FM Mornings
with Laura Fox
Podcast.
Sponsored by Maxall. From kids' lunches to tonight's dinner, you'll find bags more to get you through the week at Maxall.